Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, hello, sir. Thank you for calling. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you would be, sir, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Oh, great. Are you 18 years of age or over?
Yeah.
All right. And to you, sir, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The biggest issue, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have many. Traffic, I guess.
Okay. Not a problem. And moving on, sir, to you, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue to you?
I would say probably Palestine versus Israel right now.
No problem. All right, sir. And to you, what would be the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I actually don't know. No idea.
Well, you have topics like water pollution, air pollution, you know, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protecting wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, topics like those, sir. Any of those that caught your attention?
I would say probably the city's littering and garbage around the streets.
Okay, no problem. And moving on, sir. Well, using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? For example, refining, sir. Would you rate that as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Just fair, I'd say.
All right. What about agriculture and farming? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Okay. And forest products, how would you rate their environmental performance? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, it's excellent. I'm actually in the forest products industry, so.
Oh, great, sir. What about mining? How would you rate that environmental performance? Do you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
All right. What about electric utilities? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
All right. And medical manufacturing, would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably poor.
Okay. No problem, then. Moving quickly on, sir. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? For example, county land departments, would you rate their job as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
I'm sorry, good? You said good, right?
I'd say
sir?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about U.S. Forest Service? How would you rate how they're managing forests and natural resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. What about environmental groups? How would you rate their job that they're doing managing forests and natural resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good? All right, what about forest and timber industries? How would you rate the job they're doing in managing forests and natural resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Excellent. All right, what about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? How would you rate the job they're doing in managing forests and natural resources? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. How important do you feel the forest products industries, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's pretty important.
Okay. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I would say somewhat significant.
Okay. And each year, sir, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I actually know this one. It's more than harvested.
Okay. All right. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s, sir? Would you say there are more? Fewer or about the same?
I would say fewer.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. And moving on, sir, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, negative, or no impact?
Well, I would say negative.
Okay. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I would say yes.
Yes? Okay, sir,
yeah.
Thank you so far for your responses. Do you feel that it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'd say yes.
Okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I would say yes.
A yes? Okay, sir. And moving on quickly, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'd say yes.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes. I'm in the forest product industry.
That's great, sir. Well, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I am not.
No. Okay. No. And do you donate money to environmental causes? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I do not.
No. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or do you feel it's a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
It's a major component.
A major. Okay. Moving on, sir. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
I would support that. I would support it. There's a huge shortage in our industry.
No problem, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber, harvesting, or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investments creates public-private efforts to address forest industry work issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classrooms outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce, sir. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in supporting of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Moving on quickly, sir, we're almost done. Well, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, just tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. For example, sir, creating a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that?
I'd support it.
What about increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities? Would you support or oppose that?
I'd support it.
Support it? Okay, sir. And yes. work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Would you support or oppose it?
I support it.
All right, sir. And the last one for this section, getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Would you support or oppose it?
I'd support that.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. These last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Great, sir. All right. And moving on, sir, what would you say is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65? Santos!
18 to 34.
Okay, sir, how would you describe the community you live in? Would you say it's a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
And your annual household income, sir, would you say it's under $25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75? 75 to 100 or over $100,000. Santos!
I am in the 50 to 75 range.
Okay, no problem, sir. Do you consider your political views to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative. Okay, sir, and which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Would you say manufacturing, business, or retail, sales? Construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade, a white-collar professional service, business management or administration, or retired homeowner, student, or not employed?
I am in the wholesale.
Wholesale. Okay, no problem. All right, sir. Well, in that case, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Yeah, you too.